Welcome to Meet the Candidate. And my guest for this session is Chirayu Patel, who's candidate for insurance commissioner. Welcome, Chirayu.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you could come on to this Get Acquainted interview. The questions are pretty simple. Just tell us about where you grew up and first went to school.
Sure. So I was born in India. I was born in Bangalore, India, and then we moved to Canada when I was 8 years old. And then at age 10, we've stayed in Canada for 2 years, and then we came to the United States when I was in sixth grade. I've been in Washington State since 1999 when I was 10 years old. That's when I entered the insurance industry. My mother was a manager for an Allstate agent. As soon as she came to America, that was her first job, and I would sit in over the summer, and she would bring her home, work home with her often, and so that's when I first got introduced to the insurance industry, is at age 10, and just like Ronald Reagan and Winston Churchill, I started formulating ideas and started formulating a vision on the direction I want to take the insurance industry at that age, just like I'm a visionary just like them, and I have many of their abilities. That is another thing. I'm an autistic savant. I'm the first openly autistic person to run for office in the country, if I'm not mistaken. I went to the junior high and high school in the Kent School District. I graduated from Kentwood High School in 2006. I attended the University of Washington, where I studied biochemistry. And now I've been licensed in the insurance, fully licensed as an insurance agent in the state of Washington since 2013. I'm licensed in auto, home, life, and disability insurance, and ready to take things, my career, to the next level. I have an autistic savant. I have the ability to take concepts from various different lines of thinking and apply them to the insurance industry. For example, I can take concepts from organic chemistry and apply them to the insurance world. For example, in the most stable conformation of a carbon molecule is a benzene ring, which is a six carbon chain, which also can be applied to, it lowers the energy rate in the molecules, which in turn can be translated to lowering the individual risk in the insurance industry. So concepts from organic chemistry can be taken, and I can apply them to the insurance industry. That's something I can do that no one else who's ever run for this position before can do. And then what's the next question?
Well, so I'm curious as to why you chose to pursue studies in biochemistry when you had such an early introduction to insurance. What drew you to that kind of that different field?
My original focus was why I studied biochemistry was to prove that I'm not an idiot. That's my you cannot be an idiot and study biochemistry at the University of Washington.
That's,
I found,
absolutely true. That's a really tough major to pursue. So it was a challenge for yourself.
That's just my proof that I'm not an idiot.
So are there some particular travel or volunteer experiences that you've had that have also affected how you approach the world in problem solving?
Yes, I've volunteered extensively since an early age with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. I've been, since my mother has MS, and also volunteered with the Hole in the Wall gang camps in a charity started by Paul Newman in 1988, I believe, where he started a Where any of you, if you ever buy his brand, the Newman's Own products, they all go to support his charity. All the profits from Newman's Own go to support his charity. That's what those are the two organizations I've personally volunteered with the most. But I look forward to work looking for new opportunities as well. I'm a philanthropist. I love humanity, and hopefully, once I have the office of insurance commissioner at my disposal, I will be able to. It'll introduce me to have the opportunity to more philanthropic endeavors
Well,
as
that
well.
brings up one of the other questions, which is how do you see the office of insurance commissioner? It's a little vague for a lot of people, and here they're voting on an insurance commissioner. What does the office entail? Can you explain those duties to voters?
Yes. So the way I see it, the Office of Insurance Commissioner has broad powers to oversee the insurance industry within the state of Washington itself, but I'm the caliber of insurance commissioner that has from the state of Washington itself. I have the ability to see how I can disproportionately affect the global insurance industry. From the state of Washington itself, I would have the ability to revolutionize the entire global insurance industry since corporations like Amazon are headquartered in the state of Washington. It allows me to have a greater amount of influence over the entire global insurance industry. I'm a proponent of Amazon growing larger. It's actually, I view it, the larger Amazon gets, the better it is for humanity. Just they're very aptly named corporation, and I'm pro Amazon growing bigger, but in a very sustainable way. They've recently merged with, or they partnered up with a company called Geico, which is the absolute worst auto insurance company in this country and the entire nation. Their business practices, what they're doing, are adversely affecting the entire auto insurance industry and is artificially driving up auto insurance rates for every other person that pays their premium on time, does follows the rules, and people that who do everything by the book and are honest, law-abiding citizens are the ones that are suffering or have to pay more in premium as a result of one company cutting the most number of corners. And I'm planning on addressing that company using the Office of Insurance Commissioner to enforce the Constitution of the United States. No corporation, how big you are, is above the Constitution of the United States of America. And I'm planning on addressing the. I'm not. I'm aware of the corners they're cutting and their borderline unethical business practices, and I'm going to intend to do something about Geico,
Okay.
so
Well,
that for the benefit of everyone else who isn't, who is not a Geico customer.
our closing question for every candidate is your opportunity to give your 1 minute speech on why should people vote for Chirayu Patel for insurance commissioner?
All right. Well, so here's the why I want to be. I view myself as a public servant. I want to take the politics out of public service and turn it into a noble and honorable profession, or a means by which to leave behind a legacy. The reason I want to be insurance commissioner is because to follow in my leader's footsteps, that would be Ronald Reagan. I've wanted to be like Ronald Reagan my entire life. As a matter of fact, a lot of the same things that are happening to Ronald Reagan when he was my age are happening to me. And that's why I want to be insurance commissioner. Basically, you would be getting Ronald Reagan at age 32, what he was like. Pretty much, that's the way I'm going to run the office of insurance commissioner, as identically externally with from within the state, the way Ronald Reagan would have run the insurance commissioner's office, and within the state, the way Thomas Jefferson would have run the insurance commissioner's office. So you're combining Ronald Reagan with Thomas Jefferson in one human being as insurance commissioner. That's what you're getting with at age 32 in me. As insurance commissioner, that's what you'll be getting by voting for me, Chirayu Patel, to be the next insurance commissioner of Washington State. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us and enjoy your campaign.
Thank you so much. Pleasure meeting you.
90 million Christians are eligible to vote.
40 million didn't.
That's 45% of eligible Christians not voting.
We can change that.
We believe WeVote was designed to arm people of faith with information on candidates
and how they line up with biblical and constitutional principles.
It's simply WeBelieveWeVote.com.
We're on a mission to rev up the 2020 election.
Tell your friends, your neighbors, and especially your pastors to rev up.
Be an educated voter.
Arm yourself with truth based on the Word of God.
2020, rev up.
Register, educate, vote.
Rev up.
Rev up.
Rev up 2020.